All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dive in. Today, we're getting into the Goblin Protocol.
It's time to get down to business.
We're talking LP fees. You know, how to make those goblins work for you.
Absolutely. It's an interesting system.
It is. And we're dissecting an article today called Understanding a Liquidity Provider Fee in the Goblins Protocol, Goblins Cash.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So essentially, we're talking about providing liquidity to the protocol, right?
Yeah.
And getting a fee for doing that.
What, you got it. Every time there's a swap on the Goblin Protocol, there's a fee.
Right.
And those fees go to the liquidity providers.
Okay, so, but the article mentions a few things we need to break down. Fee application, then there's fee tiers, and then also distribution.
Okay, let's do it.
What is fee application?
So fee application is just how the fee is taken. In this case, it's taken from the input token.
So before the swap even happens.
Yeah, so like if you're putting in, say, 100 tokens and there's a 1% fee, you're actually only putting in 99.
Oh, I see.
That one token is the fee.
It's like a little
a
little commission.
Okay, so that's how it's taken. And then what about these different tiers?
Right, so different pools, they have different fee percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So a pool that maybe is a little riskier or maybe doesn't have as much liquidity might have a higher fee to attract.
To encourage people?
Yeah, to incentivize providing liquidity.
Interesting. So it's all about kind of finding the right balance of risk and reward, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And then finally, there's the distribution. So this is where people actually get their rewards, right?
Mm.
That's right. So those fees that we talked about, they're distributed proportionally amongst all the active liquidity providers.
So the more you put in, the more you stand to earn.
Exactly.
Okay. And one thing the article stressed was active positions. And even talking about like a wider price range when you're setting your positions. Can you explain that a little?
Sure. So first of all, only active positions earn fees. What that means is your position, your liquidity that you provided has to be within the current price range of the pool.
So you have to kind of stay on top of it.
Right. If the price moves too far away from where you set your position, you're no longer earning fees.
And that's where the wider price range comes in, right?
Exactly. That's one way to kind of mitigate that risk. By setting a wider range, you're giving yourself more of a buffer. But of course, there's a trade-off. The wider your range, the more you're exposed to something called impermanent loss.
Right, right. Because your assets are spread more thinly.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So it's all about finding that balance. And I think that's where the Goblin Protocol analytics come in handy, right?
Exactly. That's right. The more information you have, the better decisions you can make.
It's about making informed decisions.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, one last thing from the article, and it's something we always got to emphasize. Security.
Of course. Always.
They stressed securing our wallets, being careful about what permissions we grant.
Absolutely. You don't want to go through all the trouble of earning fees just to have your funds compromised.
Exactly. Be smart out there.
Be smart. And, you know, one more thing I wanted to mention, the Goblins Protocol, they have a great community. So especially if you're new to this, tap into that. Learn from experienced LPs. Ask questions.
It's amazing how much you can learn from other people who are, you know, down in the trenches with you.
Definitely.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave you all with a little something to ponder. Imagine you're creating your own Goblin Protocol pool.
Oh, interesting.
What kind of asset is it based on? How would you structure the fees? What are the factors you're thinking about? Let us know. We always love hearing your ideas. And until next time, keep exploring the wild world of DeFi.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in the metaverse.